I'm going to be telling you more and more about my favorite scripture. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Don't beg. Don't bargain. Speak to your mountain. Mark 11:23, Jesus says, whoever tells this mountain to be lifted up and thrown into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Read that again. He didn't say ask the mountain to move. He said tell it. There is a difference. We've been trained to pray small, to hedge, to whisper, if it's your will, at the end of every sentence, so God can't be disappointed in us, we can't be disappointed in him. That's not what Jesus taught. He taught us to speak directly to the thing in front of us, with our mouths, with authority, expecting it to move. There's also Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Researchers at Baylor studied patients facing serious illness and found that those who prayed with specific expectant language showed significantly better psychological outcomes than those whose prayers were vague or resigned. Expectation changes the chemistry. Expectation. Here's your takeaway. Whatever your mountain is right now, the diagnosis, the debt, the broken relationship, stop praying around it and speak to it. What is it that my friend Andrew Womack always says? He says, don't tell God about your sickness. Don't talk to God about your sickness. Talk to your sickness about God. There it is. Out loud, by name. 11 years later, I'm still here. The mountain moved. Speak to yours, and amazing things will happen.